Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 9, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins. Hakosev leishtai, somebody who writes to his wife, Dinu dvarim ein li benichasayich, laws and matters there is not to me in your property. Which means that Mark explains that he wrote while she's in Arusa, while they're still betrothed, before they actually have chuppah, before they get married. He said, when I marry you, there should be no dinu dvarim, I should have no taina, I should have no claim to have any type of merit to any of your property. Says the Mishnah, this fellow, once they get married, he's able to eat the fruit of her properties, because his kavana, his intention, was only to lose the ability to the actual property itself, but not to the fruits, to the byproduct. Vimesa, if she dies before he dies, so he's still alive, Yarsha, he does inherit her, because his intention with saying Dina Dvar, mainly Bikaveich, was only that while she's alive, however, while she's dead, that's not considered nechasecha, that's not considered your property, and therefore he never meant to remove himself from the ability to inherit her. And if so, says the Mishnah, so then what was his point? He could still have the peiros, he could still have the byproduct, and he could also inherit her. Says the Mishnah, she'machra v'nasna, that if, let's say, she sells the property, or she gives it to someone as a matana, as a gift, kayam, her actions remain, and the husband cannot remove them from the fellow that bought them, or from the recipient of her gift. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say he said, I have no matter, I have no rights to your nechasim, to your property, or peresin, or the fruits or byproduct. Then the halacha is, as long as she's alive, he does not have the right to eat the fruits. However, if she dies, Yarsha, he does inherit her. Because again, his intention was never while the property is not considered hers anymore, in other words, whilst after she dies. Rabbi Huda disagrees, and he says, La'ilam al chaperi peris. He says more than that. Even if he said a peri saying that I don't want to have any rights to your fruit, to the byproduct, he could sell the fruit and buy land with the money that he of the sale, and then he could eat fruit that land produces, because he only removed himself from the actual peris, from the actual fruit, not from the fruit of the fruit. Unless he writes explicitly, I have absolutely no rights to your property, to their byproduct, to their fruits, and the fruit of their fruits forever. Continues the Mishnah, let's say he wrote, I have no right to your properties, to their fruit, to the fruit of their fruit, during your life or during your death. He doesn't eat the fruit during her lifetime. And if he inherits her, he does not. If she dies, he does not inherit her. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Reb Shimon Gamliel says no. In Meisa Yirashena, if she dies, he does have the right to inherit her. Why is that? Because his condition goes against that which is written explicitly in the Torah. The Torah says v'yirash oisa, that a husband inherits his wife. And from this is where the Gemara learned that a husband inherits his wife. If a person makes a condition, he makes a stipulation that violates an explicit Torah premise, the halacha is that stipulation is removed, and therefore the halacha is that he inherits his wife regardless of what he writes. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful end of your week.